Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Samach Dalet, picking up at the top of the page, second line, end of the line, next part of the Mishnah. Zok the Halaga, next part of the Mishnah. Shlosh Devarim. We said three things. Southwest corner, which for three avodas below the red line, that's sprinkling the dam of the bird, the chattas of, bringing the milcha and pouring out the shiria dam. Chattas ha'of. He's got his first over there in the southwest corner. Hadamrin, that's what we already said in some kumul base. Hagoshas, the bringing of the milcha, the son over there, the it says, El Pnei HaMizbeach. That's got to be Gishal El Pnei HaMizbeach. Rashi says, V'darshinam le'el, da'akaren marivas dromas koi. That's where we're going. Shiria dam. Dichsev is kol dam hapar yishpoch el yisod hamizbeach. It says, and the blood of the par shall be poured on the base of the mizbeach by the entrance of the Ol Moed. Says Rashi, Rabbeinu Be'ezer Mekoman, and then Gimel Amet Aleph. Yilami Ridaso min hakevesh bechatos hachitonos mi yitziaso min haheichal besamachlo v'hainu yisod the deromi. That ends up being the southern part of Chol Adarim in Lecha Yisod Ela Ama Achas Beker Maravis Dromis Kedam Rinan Ochel Bedarim Ama Achas. Period. Next part of the Mishnah. Milamala. The three things are done above. They were done at the southwest corners above the red line. Were Nisa Chamayim VeHayayin VeOlsa Of Kishi Rabba BeMizrach. Again, the libations of the wine of the water of the wine and the avoda of the Olasa Of when there was too many Kohanim on the east side. My time, what's the reason of that last one we just said? Rav Yochanan Amar, Bibnei Shekrova Mibis Adeshen. Because that southeast corner is close. It's the closest corner from the Beis Hadesh, the place where the ashes were, where the Kohen had to throw the Ola Sa'of together with the skin. It's called the crop and the skin and the feathers that are covering it. Okay. Rav Yochan Borei, Kama Gadol Kochen Shel Kohanim. See how great the koch, the strength was of the Kohanim. She'en lecha kalba ofos yosem mimura v'nosa. There's nothing lighter in birds than the crop and the feathers. Pa'amim sha'koin zarkan yosem b'shloshim amma. There were some times when the Kohanim would throw them more than 30 amos. Says Rashi that she'en lecha kalba ofa. Davishu kalma od ein noch zarko l'merachik. It's fine. It's hard to throw something that's light very far, but they were strong and able to do it. Tatam, we're not talking about Tamid. Not till Machta shall cast it for all the rest of his back. The corn took a silver shovel and he went up to the top of them's back. Opinas Cholim, Eluch for Eluch, and cleared the coals in order, to one side to the other side. The Chatam in a Uklos Apnemius. He scooped up the ashes from the burned innermost coals. The Yoridi would come down the Mizbech. He gilded Ritzvo when he got to the bottom of the ramp. Machta put off Kapi itself and he returned towards the north. Meaning towards the Mizbech, V'holich Mizracho Shel Kevesh Ke'ese Amos. He would walk 10 Amos along the ramp. Tzavar Es HaGecholim Al Gabi Aritzba. He'd pile up all the coals on the floor. And Rach on the, of the Azara, Rachok Min HaKevesh Shlosha Tvachim. You have to move the 3 Tvachim away from the ramp. Malkom Shalosin Mor V'notza. In the place where they would put the crop and the feathers of the Chattas Of. Oh, I'm sorry, Olas Of. V'dishon Mizbech HaPnimi V'menorah. Then he would remove the ashes of the inner Mizbeach and that of the Menorah. Now, back to Gemara. Hani Tfei Mitlasen V'chad Havion. But this is more than 31 Amos, right? He said it was they would throw 30 Amos. Why is it it's more than 31? Malkom Gavri L'Chashev, he didn't count the place of like where he was actually standing, which takes up an amma. Anyone who would go up to the Mizbeach, right? So we said that the Kohen would go to the right and he would then, counterclockwise around the Mizbeach. And in the case of the water, the wine, and the bird, it goes from the ramp to the southwest corner where the avodas are done, and it does not first circle clockwise. My taima, what's the reason? Why are you going to the right counterclockwise is not done in those three cases. Amar Rav Yochanan, Yochanan says, Nisachim Shema Yisashu. In the case of Nisachim, which is the libations, because they might end up getting Yisashu, getting smoke. If you went around the Mizbeach, the water the wine is carrying might get the smoke from the burning Mizbeach. And Rashi points out that there's a Mishnah Menachos is saying that the wine, the Nisachim, that got smoke is going to be possible. V'olsa of Shema Tomus Ba'ashin, and in the case of the Olsa of, maybe it's going to die from the smoke. Uraminu says the Gemara, we got a bit of a contradiction. Bolo lehakif is a Mizbeach. If you have someone who's coming to be makif, when the Kohen Gadol is coming to circle in his bech, where does he start from? Which corner does he start? Bikar Jom Mizrach. It starts from the southeast corner. Mizrach is Tzfonis, Marovis, Marovis, Deromis. He goes from the, then he goes to the northeast, and then northwest, and then to the southwest. Venusan lo yayin lenaseach. Oh, and then he puts a yayin over there. Oh, what's going on there? It must be that the wine is going around over there. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and for the Gemara, beep, turn the page. Samach Dalam Beis, Hakafa Beregel. It means that the Kohen would go around on foot without the wine. He wasn't given the wine until he got to the southwest corner, and only them did he do it. Amar Rava, Dekan Amit, Dekan because we'll point out from the point out from the fact that it's a mashma from the fact that it says, Nosen lo yayin lenasek, they'll give him the wine to pour. V'lo katani, Omer lo nasech. It doesn't say, and he told them to pour. Shema Aminah, must be they didn't have it with him. He's walking around. Tanu Rabbanan, Kola Olin, the Mizbech, Olin Derech Yaman. Him goes to the right. Vyodin Derech Smol comes up to the left. Olin Derech Mizrach. They come over the east side. Vyodin Derech Mar comes up the west side. Chutzmena Olin, the Shlotsa Dvar Malolu, except for those who go up with three things. Right? When it goes up for the water, the wine, the Nesachim, and the Olas Ha'of. Shon Derech Marav, who go up on the west side, Vyodin Derech Marav, and they come down on the west side also. Olin Derech Yamin, they go on the right side, Vyodin Derech Yamin, they come down on the right side. Derech Yamin, Derech Smol, it's on the left side. Amarvina Tani Smol. What can I call me? Change it to say Smol. Rava Mar my Yamin. No. He says, what does it mean when it says Yamin? Yamin de Mizbech means right of Mizbech. Am I small? What does it mean? Small, small de Gavra. The left of the person is facing it. Vinisni O Edi, the Edi de Mizbech, O Edi, the Edi de Gavra. So either the Bryson should have taught that both these sections from the Mizbech are both of them from the person. Why would it change it? So it's going to Kasha. Okay, that's a good Kasha, but it doesn't change much. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Chatos Ha'of Ketzerei Nasis. How they do the Chatos Ha'of? What was done? Says the Mishnah. Well, I'm glad you asked. Hayamolik es Rosho Mimul Arpo. He would do Malika by the head and of its head by the neck. Ve'inam Avdu, but not separated. Do it in separate that part. Umaza Midama Al Kir Mizbech. You sprinkle some of the dam on the wall of the Mizbech, in the southwest corner. Shiyari Adama, you mismatze al yisod. And the left of it, of the blood that was there, you would squeeze it from the bird onto the base of the Mizbech. Ve'inam Mizbech al Daman. The Mizbech got only its blood, not the meat, not the murim. None of that goes to there. Now, the kula the Kohanim, all of it goes with the Kohanim, all of it, the bird Chachatas Oof, is eaten by the Kohanim. Tana Rabbanon, v'hizem midam Chatas, the Pasuk says, by the Chatas, Ha'of, he shall sprinkle from the blood of the Chatas. What does that mean? Beguf Chatas, that comes from the body of the Chatas itself. Okay, so Ha'asod, Ochiz Barosh, Beguf Mazeh, he holds onto the head and the body, and he sprinkles its dam directly from where the Malika was done. Al-Kir Mizbech, and it goes on to say on the wall of the Mizbech, V'lo Al-Kir Kevesh, and not on the wall of the ramp. V'lo Al-Kir Heichal, and not on the wall of the Heichal. V'lo Al-Kir Ulam, and not here of the Ulam. V'eze, and which wall of the Mizbech is it talking about? It's a Kir HaTachton. That's a lower part of the Mizbech. O'enu El-Kir, maybe it means the top one. But they knew it, and it makes sense to say that maybe it's the top one. Meaning the top of the Chutz Sikra. Uma behima sha'olasa lamata of an animal with the dam of the ola is put on, below the Chutz Sikra, put in the bottom of the Sikra, put in the bottom of the red line, chatas lamala, but the chatas of it goes above it. Of sha'olasa lamala, then when it comes to the of, where the blood is put above it, Then comes to tell you, you must tell you so the Mizbech is going to be the Yisod of Mizbech. Kirsha Shirayin Shalom Mismatsin Li Yisod. The wall is blood, the left of the blood drains into the base of the Mizbech. What's that? It's a lower wall. I have a Navid Me'ilo'i V'hoda Navid Mitidoi. Why don't we say there's a sprinkling above the red line, like we say in the Kal V'chomer, and then do it on the below? So therefore, you end up with both Kal V'chomer and the Pasuk. Amarava Miksiv Yimatse. Does it say that he shall squeeze? Yimotse Ksiv. The Mimela Mashu means it shall be squeezed, which means implies that it's talking about the blood is dripping down by itself to the base after it gets sprinkled. Amarav Zutra Bar Tovia. Amarav. How do you do malika in the chatasov? Oches gapa b'shtei etzvos. What happens is a bird is in the palm of his hand. He holds its wings with his two fingers. U'shtei reglaim b'shtei etzvos, and the two legs with his two fingers. And so the top, the index in the middle is the top, and then the the legs with the ring finger with the pinky. U'moseich tzavaro al rochav gudlo, and he stretches his throat out with the width of his thumb, umolka, and then he does malika with the nail. Masisa tanit sipra milvar, and the Brisa taught that the bird was on the outside of the hand. Oches gapa b'shtei etzvos, he holds its wings with his two fingers. U'shtei raglo b'shtei etzvos, mosech savaros arochav b'shtei etzvos. Something he stretches over his two fingers, umolka is malika. V'zu avodah kasha, should make this a very difficult avoda, because it has to be done like on the back of the hand. Zuhi Visula with this one and none other. Vayika Kamisa Khanif. What about Kamisa Khamitsa? Which are also very difficult types of malachas. This was the most difficult among the difficult things that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the most difficult. Rashi's Klomer Achas Mevodas Kashas Mikdash. That's why Rashi explained it. One of the difficult things that were done in the Mikdash. Zok the next Mishnah. So we just did the Chata Sa'of. Now we're going to the Ola Sa'of. Ola Sa'of, Ketzad Nasasa. Ola is also one of the things that could have been brought as a Nedava. You could bring it as a Chiyuv to bring in Ola. Sometimes it's a Nedava that can be brought. Now we're going to take a look and see how is it done. Ola the Kev, it's going, goes up the ramp. Upana the Sovif, and it turns. He turned to the Mizbech around the sova, the ledge. Balu l'kan jomus mizrachis. He came to the, he got to the southeast corner. Haya, that's the first one after he turns to the top of the ramp. And that's the best place to do the olas ha'of, like we saw. Here says daf. Haya molik es rosho mimol arkel. He would do malik on the bird's by the head of the bird on the back on the neck, umavdil, and he would separate the head entirely. Umitzas dama al kir hamizbech, and he would squeeze out its dam on the wall of the mizbech. Natal as a rosh, v'hikiv beis milikaso the mizbech. Then he took the head and he brought the place of its where it got cut on the against the up against the mizbech, and he was to squeeze out the dam. Usfago b'melech, and then he would put the head. He would put tons of salt over the head, and Uzrakal Gabi Aisha, and he threw it on the fire, the Isha with the fires. Isha Yisrael, Hashem Ritzeh, Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Bala Laguf, he then came to the body of the bird, he came back to the top of the Mizbeach, the southeastern corner of the ledge, where he left the body of the bird there. Veheser Samura Vesanotse, remove the crop and the feathers. Ves Bename Ayan Yotzimimam, and from the stuff that's inside of it. Veshlichan the base of Dashan, he threw it to the place of the ashes. Shisa Velo Hivdil, he then tore open the body of the bird, but he didn't separate it into parts. He would just open it up. Ashes a guf bein agafa. And Vim Hivdil Kasher. And if he did separate the two parts, it's still kosher. It wasn't a problem. Sofko, the melech zokal gabi yishim. He would soak it up with salt, and he threw it onto the fire. Lo yisya mura v'lohonoser v'ez b'nei me'ayin yotzim imam. If he didn't remove the crop or the feathers or the stuff that the b'nei me'ayin, the insides from it, v'lo sofko v'melech, or he didn't soak it up with salt, kol sheshina ba me'acher shemitza es damo k'shera. Any difference that he makes, any change that he makes after he squeezes out the dam, it's still going to be kosher. Hivdil b'chatas. If he separated the head from the body in the case of the bird, chatas, Velo hivdil ba'ola, or if he didn't separate by the ola, pasul, because we know that by the chatas, it's not allowed to be separate. When you do the malika, the head has to be attached. When it does, by ola, it's got to be detached. And if not, if you don't do that, then pasul, it's going to be pasul. Mitzah dama rosh, velo mitzah dama guf psula. In the case of the ola sof, if you squeeze out the dama of the head, but did not squeeze out of the body, then it's going to be no good. Dama guf, velo mitzah dama rosh, tear. If you squeeze out the dama of the body, but did not do it of the head, it's going to be kosher. Chatas of Shemlokov Shalol Lishma. Let's say someone did Malika. Was that Malika to the Chatas of not Lishma? He had it for the wrong intentions. Mitzah Dama Shalol Lishma. He did the Mitzah, these courses that squeeze the blood of Shalol Lishma. Lishma Vishalol Lishma. Or he did so Lishma Vishalol Lishma. He did it during the Vodas of Malika or squeezing the dam. First he had in mind for, you know, Lishma, and then later on the same avoda he had in mind Shalol Lishma. Oh, Shalol Lishma Lishma. Puzzle. It's going to be puzzle. It's got to be totally through and through good, the right intentions. Olasof kasher b'vat shelo also lebaylim sheichovin. In the case of the olasof, though, not the chasof, the olasof, it's going to be good in such a case. Except it's not going to work for the baylim. He's not yotzei chov. He's going to bring. He's going to do it again. Okay, echad chatas ha. Of echad olasof, both of them shemolkan shvishemitza is daman lechol davishadaka lechol lahakter davishadaka lahakter. If he did, let's say malika or squeezed out the blood, with having in mind to eat something that's meant to be eaten or to burn something that is meant to be burned, chutzlim komo. If he had in mind to do it outside of its place, pasul him bakaris is pasul him bakaris. Chutzes mano, then that's pigal. V'chayv him bakaris, he's going to be chayv karis for it. V'vad shi yakav hamatir kemetzva. So this is assuming that he offered the v'vad shi yakav hamatir, right? Provided that he offer the thing that's matering it as he has to do. When we said this thing called pigal, it's dependent on there being no other thing that's messing it up. The matir is specifically that of shechita, or the dam of the mizbeach, who's putting on the mizbeach, is going to matir this carbon for burning on the mizbeach and for eating. So in the case of a chatas, of a bird, of the oaf, the bird's blood has to be properly sprinkled or squeezed upon the mizbeach in order for the bird to there come into the category even of pigal. And the Mishnah's fine. Now, b'vat she'akav matir b'mitzvaso, ketzad karav matir b'mitzvaso, what does that mean? Malak b'shtika u'mitza hadam chutzes mano. If he did malika quietly, means he didn't have any wrong intent, and then he squeezed out the blood to be consumed on the, you know, for the carbon outside of its time, Oshamala Chutzes Manu did Malika outside of its time. Mitzah Adam Shtika did that, you know, quietly. Oshamala Kumitzah Adam Chutzes Manu Zeu Shekarav Hamatir Kemetzasa. That's what it means, and it says that this matir, the permitter, has been brought as it has to be brought. Okay. Mana Ketzad Lo Karav Hamatir Kemetzasa. What is the case where the matir wasn't brought as it's supposed to be brought, and therefore you're not going to fall into the category of pigle? Malak Chutz Lim Komo. Let's say he did Malika outside of its place, on mitzah adam chutzes mano, he did it outside of its time. Oh, shamal chutzes mano, mitzah adam chutzlim komo. Then, number three, oh, shamal mitzah adam chutzlim komo, or he did both of them, malika and squeeze up the dam outside of its place. Beep, turn the page. Samach hey, chatas of shamal kol shelo lishma, mitzah adam chutzes mano. In the case, let's say, of a bird, chatas, where he did malika, not for chatas of shalom kol shalol lishmo, not lishmo, and screws up the dam. It screws up the dam outside of its time. O shamal chutzes mano mitzah dam shalol lishmo, or he did malika outside of its time and he screws up the blood, not for its own sake, right? Shalol lishmo. O shamal kumitzah dam shalol lishmo. He did both of them shalol lishmo. Zel shalol kav matik. So that's the case where it wasn't done. The matter wasn't done properly, and therefore all these cases, there's going to be no pigle that's going to happen. One who eats from them is not going to be chayiv karis. Okay, I got four other cases in which pigle isn't going to come into effect. Lechol kazayis b'chutz kazayis lemachar. Let's say if he had in mind to eat a kazayis of the chatas of outside, lechol kazayis b'chutz, and he had kazayis for the next day. That's one case. Or kezayis lamacha, kezayis b'chutz, or kezayis the next day and the kezayis outside. Kechatzi zayis
בחוץ, כחצי עץ במאחר, קיס נאמר 9, כחצי עץ למאחר, כחצי עץ בחוץ, פוסל ואימא קריס, then all this is going to be פוסל, and there's no קריס that's going to be involved. אמר רבי יהודה זקל, this is the din. This is the general rule. אם עכשיו זה זמן קודם, עכשיו זה מקום, פיגל וחייבה לקריס. If the thought of the time came before that of the place, then it says pigle, and you're going to be chayv karis. V'im achshav es hamakom kadam l'chash hazman, pasal mekarsh no karis. V'cham momim, zev zeh pasal mekarsh. In both these cases, it's going to be considered pasal, and there's no karis. Lechol k'chatsi zayis, l'hakti k'chatsi zayis, kasher. If his intent was to eat half of a k'zayis, and to burn half of it, then it's going to be good. She'en achila v'aktar mitzarfin, we do not mitzarf achila and aktar. We saw that way earlier. We saw that way earlier. Where did we see this way earlier? And Daf Lamed Hey, we saw this idea. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.